Brian Kilmeade. Welcome back. My privilege to bring in one of the guys that real impact players on Capitol Hill, Congressman Mark Meadows, heads up the Freedom Caucus, and we have the latest news on Capitol Hill. We still expect the Senator Mitch McConnell, the leader, majority leader, to be speaking at noon. They want to see if they can maybe get a vote going, and we do have some Republican senators trying to push that back to try to get a deal going, maybe that would promise negotiations after they pass this budget. Congressman Meadows, when you guys gave the green light in the House, I know that you had to wrangle that Freedom Caucus together to do it. Did you think we'd be at this place on Monday when you got the when you gave the green light?
Well, I didn't, Brian, and it's great to join you. You're always giving your listeners the most up-to-date information on what's happening here on Capitol Hill. I just came out of a meeting where you know, it seems like that many of our Democrat colleagues have overplayed their hand, and as you mentioned, it was tough. I have two calls from the president that ask us to keep this continuing resolution as clean as possible to make sure that there was nothing that Democrats could object to. And yet what we find is because of illegal immigration, we've now taken the largest economy in the world and brought it to a halt. And so the pressure is mounting. It's going to be razor thin here in just a little bit more than an hour here on Capitol Hill as they take a vote. One or two senators will make a difference. If they manage to get to the 60-vote threshold, which I have a problem with, it shouldn't be 60 votes anyways, but if they manage to get to that, then we will be prepared to pass it. It will pass very quickly in the House, and we'll open the government back up.
Here's what Lindsey Graham did. He blamed a certain Stephen Miller for this whole problem. Cut six.
Mr. Miller, I've known him for a long time. I know he's passionate. I know he's an early supporter of the president. But I'll just tell you, his view of immigration has never been in the mainstream of the Senate. And I think we're never going to get there as long as we embrace concepts that cannot possibly get 60 votes.
And they're blaming Stephen Miller. Some are blaming John Kelly for getting in the president's head and pushing him for things he doesn't want to do. You know the president, as he really respects you. You also know the dynamics. What's the truth?
Well, I can tell you, I've been in the Oval Office a number of times, and you know, Brian, I don't talk about those personal conversations that happen there, but they're underestimating this president. If they're suggesting that Stephen Miller and John Kelly are driving, behind the scenes and telling the president what to do, that's just not true. I can tell you, Senator Lindsey Graham says that Stephen Miller's view is not the main thinking within the Senate. Well, I can tell you, Senator Lindsey Graham's view is not the main thinking within America on this particular issue. So we've got to come to a compromise. I believe that we will. We were making good progress. But the minute the government shut down, all negotiations came to a halt. The president has been engaging personally over the last 48 hours or so to make sure that he keeps everybody focused on the main thing, and that's getting the government back open so that we can make a deal.
Congressman Mark Meadows with us. Congressman, what about this memo that was written that Adam Schiff says mischaracterizes the truth behind what the Obama administration did to the Trump campaign? When are we going to see that memo?
You know, it's interesting. Adam Schiff talks about mischaracterization. It's really his mischaracterization of what actually happened that has been the media narrative for the last 6 months. Now, you've been dealing with this. You've been trying to get to the truth, Brian. We applaud you for doing that. I can tell you, without speaking to the specifics of this memo, that it's the tip of the iceberg. Not only is this Russian narrative not accurate, but it has a way of coming home to roost on Hillary Clinton. You notice that 5 months worth of text messages between the attorney and the lead investigator on the Hillary Clinton case and then the dossier case mysteriously disappeared.
Unbelievable.
You know, this is too cute. You know, Lois Lerner's hard drive crashes. Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails disappear. You know, there is a deep, deep problem in the deep state that we've got to rectify.
I know. You should not give up on this because the FBI would screw me to the wall and you to the wall if we were being investigated by them and we came back with that explanation. You got to be kidding me.
You're exactly right. I mean, you know, if we did that, they said, well, you didn't keep you know, the proper evidence, and you're guilty because you did not do the normal precautions. And so we've got to make sure that we get to the bottom of it. I can tell you that we're laser focused, calls and
Thank
letters
you.
Going to DOJ today.
Congressman Mark Meadows, thanks.